What is going on, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning into episode number 16 of the Car 5 podcast. I am your host, Joshua. And for today's episode, we're going to be discussing some pretty big news for Koenigsegg, our good friends over there in Sweden. We're going to break this down into three sections. What is this big news about? What does all of it even mean? And why does it even matter? Let's go ahead and dive right into it, shall we? So just what is this big news all about and why has it surfaced recently? Well, Koenigsegg has actually just announced an extended partnership with a company called NEVS. That's N-E-V-S. And that's short for National Electric Vehicles of Sweden, AB, aka NEVS. And they're a Swedish holding company that actually back in the year of 2012, they acquired all the assets of Saab due to Saab filing a bankruptcy. NEVS is a company that their main focus is on the implementation and the development of electric-based vehicles solely. So NEVS and Koenigsegg do actually currently already work together. In fact, NEVS just made an astronomically huge investment into Koenigsegg. So why does all of this even matter and what does it mean? Well, getting off to what it means is to start, Koenigsegg has specifically stated in their press release, and I'm actually just going to read a direct quote to you. NEVS is making a capital injection of 150 million euro, thereby taking a 20% minority stake in Koenigsegg's parent company. Additionally, the parties are forming a joint venture to expand into new market segments where NEVS is contributing an additional 150 million US dollars in starting capital for a 65% stake, and Koenigsegg will obtain 35%. Basically, in short, NEVS is investing additional money into Koenigsegg in order for the two to create a brand new model for Koenigsegg that will have the majority of the car focused on electrification. EV power, baby. This is huge news. Here's why. Reason number one, Koenigsegg is coming out with a new model. As if that should be reason number one and that should be enough. And every single time Koenigsegg comes out with a new model, the entire automotive world just blows up. So not only are they going to come out with a new model, but it's going to be for an untapped market. What market is that? Electric cars. As far as I'm concerned and what I know, there's actually only two hypercars out there that are solely electric. One of them is the Rimac or Rimas, however you say it. And that's the Concept 1 and the Concept 2, those hypercars from them. And the all-new Tesla Roadster, which is not even out yet. So it's really a market that's not even alive. Reason number two is Koenigsegg's new model will have a significant impact compared to the current multi-million dollar models, the Agera RS and the Regera. And this new model is going to offer a much higher production, which means a greater chance for you to not only see, but potentially own some of Sweden's finest pieces of technology. Everyone that knows and loves cars knows Koenigsegg's are extremely rare, extremely valuable, and they're just absolutely beautiful pieces of machinery. I mean, they're really art. So whenever you get the chance to see one, not only is he a treat, but with this new model, because there's going to be a higher production rate, you're going to be able to chance to see more Koenigseggs and more people are going to have the opportunity to own one, which is astronomical. And finally, reason number three, this opportunity not only assists in the advancing of the automobile, the car, making cars better, but it's also going to allow Koenigsegg to continue to grow as a company and become successful and get market share around the world. I'm not sure if you've listened to my previous episodes, but like I had mentioned before, I've been very fortunate enough. I have met Christian von Koenigsegg in person multiple times. Awesome human being, awesome person, awesome company. You know, after having this personal experience with Koenigsegg, I just am super in love with the business and I only want the best for them. I only want them to succeed. And me seeing this news, and I'm sure you guys now hearing about it and knowing about it, is absolutely huge for the car world. Ladies and gentlemen, that actually concludes episode number 16 for Koenigsegg's and the NEVS partnership. Please go ahead and follow us on Instagram, which is the Car 5 Podcast. Like us on Facebook, which is the Car 5 Podcast. And don't forget, unless you're listening on YouTube right now, we do have a brand new YouTube that's available. You can listen to all of the episodes there. Our YouTube channel is the Car 5 Podcast. And if you have any questions, ideas, you have a recommendation for me of an episode, don't forget to shoot me an email. And that's going to be info@car5podcast.com. Last but not least, don't forget to tune in March 30th for the next episode, episode number 17, which we're going to be talking about a very special Bugatti Chiron that came out recently. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. And please remember to drive safe. Thank you. We'll be right back.